A new study raises an interesting question. Are we running out of metal? Researchers have taken a look at supplies of scarce metals, and they tell a surprising story. For instance, in the United States, there's now more copper in wires, pipes, and landfills than there is in the ground. NPR's Nell Boyce reports.
Back in 1980, two scientists made a famous wager. Biologist Paul Ehrlich thought that the planet's growing population was going to run out of natural resources. Economist Julian Simon said, no, human ingenuity would prevent a crisis. So they bet on how the price of five metals would change over a decade. Ehrlich predicted shortages would kick in and prices would skyrocket.
The prices fell, and Ehrlich paid Simon $576.07.
That's Thomas Gradle of Yale University. He says this bet got a lot of publicity, but it didn't really settle the issue.
They were both betting from positions of professional philosophy and not knowledge of the amount of resource ultimately available in the ground.
That kind of data is hard to come by. Gradle says that mining companies tend to look at the short term, focusing on known, accessible reserves of ore.
Basically, the effort goes into what one might be doing the next 5 or 10 years, not what is likely to happen in the next 30 or 40.
So Gradle and his colleagues decided to take that long view. They looked at metals important to industry that are relatively scarce, like copper and zinc. They wanted to know, how much does the entire planet have, and how much have we already dug up?
It's a giant accounting problem, and we get information from a lot of different places, realizing that this is never going to be totally accurate.
But it's accurate enough to come to some provocative conclusions. Take copper. It's in everything from electrical wires to coins. The United States is a major producer. But Robert Gordon, another Yale researcher, says look for copper in this country and you'll find
roughly a third in the ground, a third in use, and a third in the trash.
That's right. Two-thirds of our copper is in things like landfills, gadgets, and plumbing. And worldwide, the report estimates that a quarter of the planet's copper has already been mined. Gordon says that if the entire population of the planet wanted to use copper the way Americans do now,
you would end up using all of the copper that even the optimistic geochemists think is in the Earth's lithosphere and ore.
Some experts question the study's numbers, like an estimate that the planet has just over 1.5 billion tons of copper. There's probably more, they say. Still, the report in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences is fueling discussion. William Clark, who studies resource sustainability at Harvard, says he was stunned when he saw it.
The observation that human activity on the planet has become so ubiquitous and large that we've shifted half the stock of a major metal from natural locations to human locations is just a different way of thinking about things.
Yale's Gradle says that's all they were trying to do, make people think about the future of these metals in a new way.
I would hope that this wouldn't be viewed as sort of a Chicken Little type sky is falling situation. What we've tried to do is to put numbers on a discussion about the rate at which we're using materials and the ways in which we're using materials.
He and his colleagues don't believe the planet is on the brink of a metals crisis. For one thing, the metal hasn't disappeared. It's just been moved. So it could be recycled. Or new technology might reduce demand. Still, the scientists are betting that ultimately, metals will become scarcer and prices will rise. Nell Boyce, NPR News.